From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. Today, President Trump is in Phoenix for a rally where he will try to score points on immigration and a border wall. Hiring for border guards is taking a while, as Marketplace's Scott Tong reports.
In his first week in office, the president issued an executive order to hire 5,000 more border agents. Thing is, the country is losing them. Nearly 20,000 agents are on the payroll now, but the number has fallen the last 6 years. One survey shows morale is down. There's attrition. And retired Border Patrol manager Victor Manjarres Jr. says it's always hard to get people to live and work in tiny border towns.
You know, the spouse looks at the website, looks at the Chamber of Commerce website, looks at the town and say, hey, this is really small. I'm not interested in going.
One proposal to ease the hiring is to ditch the polygraph test for some applicants. But whistleblowers say there are already corrupt agents who take bribes, for instance, and this could make it worse. Duncan Wood at the Wilson Center think tank in D.C. asks, do we really need more agents?
It is getting tougher and tougher to come into the United States. Less and less people are, in fact, trying to do that from the southern border.
He says on this issue, Washington often acts before doing the analysis. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.